This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says that in the 1970s, Tom Bell almost single-handedly defined the sound of sophisticated soul music. Bell was a producer, but Ed says it was Bell's arrangements that really made people listen.
Tom Bell is an odd guy in many ways, and one thing nobody's really sure of is when exactly he was born. It was around 1940 in Philadelphia, and when he was about 19, he joined a doo-wop group called the Romeos with his friend Kenny Gamble. Like Gamble, Bell knew that the future for him lay in the studio. So after quitting the Romeos, he became a session musician, learning the business from the trenches. His first success as an arranger came in 1968 with a record by the Showstoppers called Ain't Nothin' But a House Party, which went on to be a big hit in England and a minor success over here. Not long afterwards, he was called upon by another Philly group, the Delphonics.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
As you can hear on this, the Delphonics' very first record, Bell got a lot from a little. A tiny string section, a small rhythm section, and some percussion all gave a silky veneer, but the drums and vocals were right up front. So, a couple of years later, when he'd established himself as the man who'd made the Delphonics, he could take a bit more and make it sound huge.
I gave my heart and soul.
If you listened carefully, you noticed that there weren't that many instruments, but at a climactic moment, there was one very complex chord masked by a lot of echo that gave a truly symphonic effect. Bell's next triumph was the Stylistics, another Philadelphia-based harmony group whose lead singer, Russell Tompkins Jr., sang in a voice that was just this side of a squeak.
If I could.
By this time, Bell was an industry unto himself. He arranged, conducted, and produced the Stylistics records, and co-wrote many of their best numbers with his longtime companion, a French woman named Linda Creed. By 1972, he was up to a real challenge. He took on a group that had been hanging around Motown Records forever, and had finally been released from their contract, and, on the strength of his reputation, got them a deal with Atlantic. Their first collaboration hit gold.
Bow out gracefully, though you hold.
1972 and 1978, the Spinners put 18 records arranged and produced by Tom Bell on the pop charts. Bell, using many of the same studio musicians, gave his old friend from the Romeos, Kenny Gamble, and the guy who had replaced Bell in the group, Leon Huff, some strong competition. The Philadelphia sound, on the one hand, was the Stylistics and the Spinners, and on the other hand, the OJs, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, and the Intruders at Gamble and Huff's Philadelphia International label. I have no idea why, but Bell mostly kept away from Gamble and Huff, although he did arrange the OJs' immortal hit, Love Train. But as the 70s wore on, disco became more mechanical, and the Philadelphia sound faded slowly from the charts. Tom Bell went into semi-retirement on his farm near Seattle, although he did record an EP with Elton John that included the hit Mama Can't Buy You Love in 1979, and the next year found him producing this masterpiece for Denise Williams.
It's not another song. It belongs to me. It's not another song. It's my melody.
Linda Creed died last year, but Bell occasionally shows up as producer for one of the many fine harmony groups who continue to record. I hope he keeps it up for a long time to come.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.